You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE Securities Exchange has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And this podcast is proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. Greg, I've just been reflecting on the week, actually, and it's built up in momentum when it comes to volume, because I'll give you the numbers in a moment. But we did 22 billion today. We did 19.7 billion the day before, but the day before that, 14.8, I think it was. The day before that, something. But anyway, the trend is upwards. 22 billion is quite respectable. I mean, even Nicky Newton King can make money out of this.
Yeah, 20 is the number we were told always that we need. So anything above that, certainly in the first 2 months, 2.5 months of the year, we haven't really been doing a lot of times over 20. Obviously, closing out next week will probably be very, very big. But yeah, volumes are starting to drift back. You know, markets starting to trade on fundamentals. We've had a lot of results, good and bad, but that always causes shares to trade in bigger volume. So I think a clearer picture emerging of where people are putting their money.
Let's have a look at the action today, because it was pretty quiet compared to previous days, the previous 3 days anyway. Starting with the banks, they were down 0.2%. Financials were flat. Industrial shares were down 0.25%. Retailers down 1.33%. The worst performers again. More of that in a moment. Again, a sort of split decision, but less pronounced than yesterday, because the Rand hedge stocks, with the Rand on a slightly weaker trajectory, all on the way up. Resources up 0.4%, gold shares up 0.5%, platinum's 2.6% to the good. All share closed just very slightly down to 55,784, and the value traded today, as I've said, 22 billion. The dollar rand 14.49, British pound against the rand 19.20, the euro rand 16.37, and the euro dollar 113.05. Gold, it's taking a hit. I was thinking about it this morning, consolidating above 1,300, but no, didn't like that at all. Down 14 to $12.95 an ounce on a flat dollar as well. 8.27 down 16 is the platinum price, even worse off. And the oil price completing a bearish commodity complex, down 22 to 67.34. That's Brent crude in London. Speaking of London, the FTSE as we closed up 0.5%. And in the States, the Dow Jones down fractionally. Greg, numbers out this morning. We had a look at them on the opening, but let me just go to my ShareNet Sends announcements page. And you talk amongst yourself while I'm doing that and have a look at some of the results that came out today. And if you can have a look at the share price movements associated with those results. You can help me anytime you like, by the way.
Sure, yeah. I'm scrolling back.
Yeah, me too.
This morning. Generally, it was a fairly dull day, really.
Exaro.
Yeah, no, there's an exciting one to speak about. We did say yesterday afternoon that the share price had moved up quite a bit in anticipation of those results. But a big move today, up 4.3%, 156.49 rand. So price moved initially at the opening, but the presentation began at about midday. And if you overlap the share price intraday chart of that, as the presentation was going, you know, probably answering the questions correctly and encouraging investors there, the share price pushing up 156.49 rand, 358 million rands with the shares trading. So they're doing their bit for that 20 billion figure we need for the market.
I quite like the fact that people actually go into a room, sit down, ask questions of other people rather than someone pressing a button on a computer and an algorithmic trade kicking in and pushing Xaro up 4.33% or down 2% or something. These actual physical answers from human beings causing the share price to move. I like that.
Yeah, it's old school stock picking. You know, and often if you sit in on these presentations, you get, you know, global investors telecasting in and asking questions. And then you get a sort of broader understanding of why people would want to invest in these kind of companies. And some really interesting stuff comes out, especially on the mining side.
I remember talking to a chap who covers the small cap sector of the JSE. I mean, let's put his name out there, Greg, because we both know him, Anthony Clark. He says he sometimes goes to these smaller companies' presentations. He's the only one there with a cup of tea and a couple of ginger biscuits. And he says it's unbelievable because it's such a fascinating resource. You've got six directors sitting up on the stage and one bloke asking questions. He said if only more people went there, they would get more out of their stock.
Yeah, I mean, a similar story to go to give my age away. But around about 2002, I just joined a new firm. One of the traders said, would you like to pop along to this company called Cashbuild's presentation?
Yes.
We then duly arrived. We were the only two brokers there. And fortunately, the FD was someone that was at school with me, and I became friendly with Pat Goldrick, who was the CEO at the time. At the time, the share price was 3 rand. it obviously went over 400 rand. So sometimes you make some, the most brilliant relationships at that time. I dealt for Pat for many years. He's now retired, got a lovely flat in Molly Point. But yeah, you know, it's worthwhile going to speak to management. And sometimes when these small caps are unloved, they're just looking for some love from the market. And that's where these relationships can be built.
Yeah, they can do with all the help they can get at the moment, because I've got a small cap index chart in front of me. It really doesn't look very good at all. Meteor Investments Limited, Greg, their year-end results came out this morning. Theo Locke, the CEO, what happened?
Yeah, the share price up 1.6%. 21.60 so a little bit stronger. Not a lot of fresh news there. Most of it we already knew in the trading update. In fact, Ronnie Clifton, my analyst, was listened into the conference call, but didn't come across too inspired. We haven't been biased today.
Okay, African Rainbow Capital Investments Limited, condensed unaudited interim results for the 6 months ended 31st of December. We were saying this morning it hasn't quite caught fire, hasn't quite captured the investment world's imagination. What did the share price do?
Yeah, I mean, it's, as we were saying this morning, it's one that, you know, it's a space where the BE guys haven't really made inroads. Share price reasonably high, up 3.9%, 4.99. Value of trade is only 1.7 million, so that's probably a little disappointing.
Yes. RMB Holdings Limited, which holds 34% of First Rand as its major holding, produced its results this morning. The holding company did what, Greg?
Yeah, down 2.2% at the end of the day, 75.91. I think those numbers weren't bad. It probably just that the banks in general and financial services sector have been under a little bit of pressure the last few days. And they're trading in sympathy with their stable mates.
Yeah, a couple of other things which we probably won't need to comment upon. KDev Group Limited, a further trading statement. Anything about that we know? I've got here 20% up, which means it's traded one share in the last century or something. So forget about that. I won't waste your time. Quantum Foods Limited, trading statement as well. We may as well have a look at that one, Greg, if you know the code.
Yeah, quite interesting. There's been quite a nice little performer. I've traded it a few times over the last 18 months, sort of buy it in the low threes and sell it in the low fours, really. It finished today at 3.40 rand. The volume's light again, 600,000 rands with the share trading. That 3.40 rand is down 6 cents, down 1.7%. But still an interesting space to keep an eye on. You know, obviously, their main input cost would be white maize, really. And, you know, we've had some decent rains. I think the white maize price can fall down. It might offer an opportunity, but it needs further investigation.
All right, Greg, let's move now on to the ups and downs. According to ShareNets, they have this top five major moves up and down. What have we got?
Just clicking on my refresh here as I get the latest stuff. I mean, on the downs, let's start with the downs for a change. Aspen down 6.4% back to 101.50. So that's quite disappointing. Mr. Price down 4.5%. That's on the back of that Sun City conference, which has not gone well for them. Harmony Gold is down 3.8%. Sorry, you want to say something?
No, I didn't. I was just going to. Who's interviewing who here? I was just going to say that that's probably why the retail index down 1.3%, because the big heavyweight there, Mr. Price, down 4.3%. Sappy down 2.6%. Pick and Pay down 2.5%. On the upside, Greg, nice one. Despite the fact the platinum price getting whacked, Implats up 5.25%.
Yeah, that's interesting, and that's highs for the year. And I mean, we've spoken about it on the pod before that the stock was at 17 rand in December. So that's been a massive move. A couple of guys cleverer than me have got target prices at, you know, 12 months out of 200 rand.
Yes.
I suppose it's all dependent on the palladium and the platinum prices and the whole group metals going stronger. I suppose also the weaker rand certainly helping them. But interesting that there's been a surge of buying. Quite big volume there, 659 million rands with Impala, so that's impressive.
Yes, it is indeed. And it doesn't matter what you say. If you'd have bought this, I think, in September, you would have made four times your money.
Yes, and everyone's complaining it's a market where you can't make any money, but you have to take big risks, really. But again, and the resources, when they turn, it's, It's fantastic what they can do.
Exxaro up 4.2%, Northam up 4.1%, Kumba Iron Ore up 4.1% as well. Tomorrow, Greg, probably take a little bit of a breather, but we must look forward to next week, the futures close out ahead of Easter.
Yeah, we've got the closeouts, and then we've got actually a shortened week. I think Thursday is a public holiday, so that often sort of jams the trade, which would have taken over 5 days, into 4 days. Compound that with the closeouts, it's going to be plenty to talk about.
Yes, indeed. And also you'll be packing your Speedos and your snorkel because you're off to an Indian Ocean island to celebrate the beginning of spring.
Going to be wonderful.
Autumn, rather, in the Southern Hemisphere. Greg, thanks so much for your time this evening. That's Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. That was the 5 o'clock shadow, proudly brought to you by Shenet.co.za.